The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right, there you go. All right, check it in at
number 5.
That was very abrupt, wasn't it? Poor guys. President Obama is nominating a chief judge of the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, Merrick Garland, to be the next Supreme Court justice, filling the vacancy of the late Justice Antonin Scalia.
Selected nominee who is widely recognized not only as one of America's sharpest legal minds, but someone who brings to his work a spirit of decency, modesty, integrity, even-handedness, and excellence. These qualities and his long commitment to public service have earned him the respect and admiration of leaders from both sides of the aisle.
All right, and the president was very subdued there for the first few minutes of the the moments of the speech. But we know what he meant, basically, is Garland's a good guy. He's from Chicago. He went to Niles West.
Wolves now, by the way. The Wolves.
All right, they were the Indians. They had to not be the Indians.
I checked, you know, because you said they change all the time.
Yeah. So that's what it was, the Niles West. And, you know, for people from Niles Township, they know what it is. It's east is least, west is best, and north has air conditioning. That is the way they used to describe their three campi up there. But going on here, making the announcement in the Rose Garden, the president called upon Republicans to refrain from using the highly qualified judge as a political piñata and hold confirmation hearings.
At a time when our politics are so polarized, at a time when norms and customs of political rhetoric and courtesy and comedy are so often treated like they're disposable, this is precisely the time when we should play it straight.
I don't know.
That political piñata comment came from a Republican, you know. That's John Cornyn, I believe, said that a couple weeks ago.
Political, whomever it would be a political piñata.
Right, saying that, yeah, don't even put anyone up because we're going to batter them about. Which is what I generally do with a piñata. And right, I don't think any candy is going to come out of this one.
Yeah, no. This poor guy, and here he is. He's very emotional talking about his family. And
yeah, I kind of teared up when he seems like a great guy. Oh,
yeah,
well, too bad.
Right. It's wrong place, wrong time to get nominated.
Well, although, you know what? Mitch McConnell has brought up that they're going to invoke the Biden rule. You know, so I guess when President Bush had an opportunity to put up a nominee, but it was an election year, Biden made this impassioned speech saying, no, we should wait until after the election. So I'm like, all right, well, that's kind of a good point, except that then Bush did put up a nominee.
Who was confirmed.
Yes.
Right. Sam Alito. That justice of the United States Supreme Court.
So it could happen.
I don't know. I mean, this is such a weird year. Although, I got to tell you that, you know, the adults in this, and I consider Mitch McConnell to be more of an adult than not in this. I mean, they're looking at what their chances are here, looking forward. They've got Donald Trump, who could possibly do anything, if he is the nominee. You don't know. He says he wants to have a great constitutionalist, although he doesn't seem to be very familiar with the concept of the Constitution. And then you've got Hillary Clinton. So they may want to rush somebody through because this is a consensus guy. This is a guy that enjoyed a lot of Republican support when they elevated him to the D.C. court. So that's going to be interesting.
Now,
here is Merrick Garland, and he was accepting the nomination and talking about his family in Chicago, growing up as a kid, and you know, going to work with his dad, who were the European immigrants, very, very heartfelt and very emotional.
This is the greatest honor of my life, other than Lynn agreeing to marry me 28 years ago. It's also the greatest gift I've ever received, except, and there's another caveat, the birth of our daughters, Jessie and Becky. As my parents taught me, by both words and deeds, a life of public service is as much a gift to the person who serves as it is to those he is serving. And for me, there could be no higher public service than serving as a member of the United States Supreme Court.
First in his class, Harvard undergrad. Imagine how hard that is. And top of his class at Harvard Law.
The origin of his name, too, Merrick, is Welsh for fame and power. Not that that means anything. It's also Gaelic for fork in the road, which is where we find ourselves. Will he be appointed or not?
Wow, Sammy, that's a very interesting set of observations that you just made right there. who would have thought of that? All right, here we go.
Number four.
The Trumpster had a good night last night, winning 3 out of 5 states, but he didn't deliver the knockout punch he was looking for when he lost Ohio. Even with Marco Rubio getting out, it could be a fight on the convention floor. So he spoke with ABC News, and Trump said if the Republican Party holds a contested convention, that would be a huge mistake.
I think that would be very bad for the party. We have people that are, you know, very fervent, and they love what we're saying. If they play games, if they say, well, he's 50 votes short, and therefore he's not getting it, and we're going to give it to somebody that got thrown out of the primary in the second week, you're going to have a problem. There's going to be a tremendous, problem, I think.
He told CNN riots. He upped his ante right there between ABC and CNN.
Isn't that interesting? Because when there are riots against him, he just has people thrown out. So I think once that happens, someone should just say, get him out of here. Right?
Well, I know. You know, I wonder how passionate, you know, his people, the protesters have been very passionate. And obviously you've seen, you know, like that crazy old man who punched the guy, sucker punched the guy in the head. You know, you've got those types. But I wonder, when you get to the delegates, because he had trouble getting delegates elected. You know, when you looked at the ballot yesterday and you saw the delegates for Kasich and for Cruz and for Rubio, those were all political names that you've seen, you may have seen in other places, and certainly well known to the political class here in Illinois. Very well known, including our own Pat Brady, who is a Kasich delegate. But then when you got to the Trump delegates, it's all, you know, volunteers and businessmen. None of these people are vetted.
Hollywood types?
No, not yet. George Clooney.
Wait, were they people that were fired from his show?
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice?
Omarosa, I believe, is a delegate. Bill Rancic should be a delegate.
No, he would have got a lot of votes.
Yeah, one would imagine. So
now,
really,
you guys
good.
Are assuming that people saw the delegates.
Yeah, I didn't
not
see that.
All of us
I didn't
saw
see
the
that
delegates.
Ballot.
Yeah.
I
That's
did
true,
see
Violetta.
Violetta, I did see the delegates on the Democratic ballot. I'm telling you, they were
I'm
there.
I'm telling you, my ballot did not have it.
They were there.
Okay. All right. Okay, kids. Carbomb is with us. Great Daniel Carcillo, one of my favorite Hawks of all times, is sitting with us here. We're going to finish up the top 5 at 5. And before we do that, I want to ask you, though, as we've watched the last couple of weeks here with the Hawks, it's, you know, those of us who have been, you know, fans of this team, you know, throughout this run, you know, it's a little bit of, it's like a mini skid, and it's unusual for us as fans to see this, but this is what goes on throughout the NHL, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of games to be played, and you're bound to hit a slow patch or a rough patch, if you will. The city's definitely spoiled with the amount of wins that they've seen, and they're just not accustomed to dealing with a few losses in a row. So,
right.
You know, in saying that, I think the team is has enough core guys there to turn it around, especially at such a crucial time of the year.
You think the new guys coming on board here, because that's getting used to the system, right? When you've got new players coming in.
I think Ladd's somewhat familiar with it, having you know, Q for the years that he was here before. But it's a bit of a feeling out process. But to be honest, there's so much freedom up front with Q, and you just have to be really responsible defensively. And as wingers, it's a little bit different on that track system that he plays. But as far as center, you know, it's pretty much it's pretty similar league wide. But definitely, there's a bit of a feeling out process, and it takes a few practices, a few weeks, a few games. But you know, they're all professionals. They know what to do.
And knowing each other's speed, too, right? Isn't that a little bit of the issue? Because I noticed this a little with Patrick Kane, too. You know, when you get that feed pass, placing it in the place where he's going to be, not where he is, but where he's going to be, You know, if you're just on the ice for one or two games with him, you're not going to have enough time, but maybe a couple weeks into it, you have a better sense of him.
Well, with a guy like that, I think you have, you know, you can pass it within a pretty big space, and he'll somehow retrieve it and control it and make a play on the puck. So you have a little bit more comfort with guys like that. But most definitely, there is a bit of a feeling out process, especially for those top guys. You know, the pace at which they play at. A lot of them like to slow the game down and like to control the puck, and just what their habits are, maybe throwing the puck behind the net to the other side and changing sides and making those D, you know, crisscross and messing them up a bit. So just feeling out each other's tendencies, and that just comes with, like anything, with time.
Yeah, you know, during that Blues game last week, I'd have liked to have had you on the ice. I just wanted to see you out there. Dropping the gloves, messing a few guys up. That team has just come to be the bane of my existence.
Yeah, it's definitely chippy.
Oh, when, chippy. I like that term. I like when hockey players call it chippy because it makes it sound so cute.
Number three.
All right, here we continue on the top five of five. On the season finale of The Bachelor, you should try for this. It seems like your kind of thing,
Bachelor.
There, Daniel.
I would if I didn't just get married.
But. Yeah. That's it. These guys are already married, too, I think. This is a TV show. This is like Trump running for president.
Sure.
Ben Higgins chose Lauren Bushnell over JoJo Fletcher. Oh, the newly engaged couple spoke to ABC News because it's a news event, you know, when this occurs. Ben was asked about being considered one of the best bachelors of all times.
For me, when I started this experience, I committed to being vulnerable and honest and open through the whole thing because I knew that if I was going to find my person, they need to know me. But also, as a viewer now, that once I did it, I was confident I could say, okay, you're going to go through this with me.
Do you believe anything that you see on that show? Have you ever watched that show, or does your wife watch that show?
Yeah, she turned it on last night. That's honestly, it is the first time that I watched it. I was forced. I was in the same room. I wasn't really watching it.
Yeah.
But most apparently he fell in love with two women.
Yep. And it JoJo, and here's his advice for JoJo.
I think I'd tell JoJo to just be open to the opportunity that's presented itself, but never force love.
Never force love, Daniel. Never force love.
Namaste. So spiritual.
It is very beautiful. Yeah. You know, and we should take all of our guidance, spiritual and otherwise, from contestants on The Bachelor.
From Bachelor, yeah. What was his occupation after he finished that show?
Male model, I think is what he is. Do we know? Do we actually know what he is?
Probably an Instagram model in 2016. Yes. Right? That's the way it works. Like, you skip the modeling program. You
notice his brothers, they look like Instagram models.
Yeah. So that's
big
a good
douchebags. Can you say that?
Yeah. You just did.
You can say it.
It's fine. And what do we care? We prefer D-bags, but, you know, everybody knows what you're talking about. Listen, it's a medical product, a douche, right? Isn't it? It's a medical product, and half the guys that are on The Bachelor, if not the three quarters. All right, checking in at
number two.
Okay, you know, the Blackhawks have this What's Your Goal campaign, and through the campaign, they've been making people's dreams come true. Corey Crawford babysat for a day. Imagine that. Oh. That's minding the net.
I wouldn't leave my kid with them.
Yeah. And now Coach Q is helping out at a senior citizens center, and he's helping them experience what it's like in a Blackhawks game.
Jennifer's goal is to have them all experience a Hawks game at the United Center. But I got a better idea. Since they're so active, I'm going to bring the game to them. They have no idea what we're bringing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a new guest activity director for the day, Coach Joel Quindle from the Blackhawks.
Now, that's Jenny. She manages the Centennial Activities Center, and her goal was to get the senior citizens to experience a Chicago Blackhawks game. Coach Q wanted to do more than just have them see the game. He wanted them to actually play the game. Blackhawks.com to see this because it's
fitting. Foley was there.
Yeah.
Cornelison sang the anthem.
Yeah. I believe that Hossa scored the goal, didn't he? Because he would basically be the closest one to them at this point. So, see what I did there? All right. And finally,
number one.
Celebrity political endorsements are a curious thing, especially Republican celebrity endorsements, but double specially celebrity Donald Trump endorsements. Last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Jimmy aired a promo for a mock reality show called Trumpus Room.
From the producers of Sexbox comes the craziest reality show yet. All the celebrities who support Donald Trump together in one house. Aaron Carter, Dennis Rodman, Jesse Ventura, Wayne Newton, Willie Robertson, Mike Tyson, Tila Tequila, and Gary Busey.
T-R-U-M-P stands for Taking Redirection, Understanding Massive Power.
Which superfan will Trump make Vice President of the United States?
It's been America like a business.
Chris Christie hosts Trumpus Room this November on Animal Planet.
Scary.
Yeah, scary. Yeah, scary. It's all very scary. You know, people have been talking, Carbomb, about moving back to Canada. You don't have to move. You could just drive right across the border, couldn't you? You're good to go.
Yeah, I'm good to go. Working on my green card, though. Might rethink that process. Not sure.
Yes, you might want to take a long time to. Well, of course, you're then going to be enlisted into some sort of military service in Canada because you're going to have to protect the border against Americans who are trying to flee back up across the border. It's going to be a reverse kind of situation like we have in Mexico.
It's going to be mostly hockey players.
Mostly, that's right. All right, Rocky Wirtz is going to join us coming up here in just a few minutes as we continue on with our live broadcast from the United Center in advance of the Chicago Blackhawks taking on the Philadelphia Flyers. But first, let's wrap this thing up.
The top five at five.